Hey there, it is Crypto Bobby, and big news today in the Bitcoin space, and you are seeing it right now in the price action today. Bitcoin is all the way up to $6,340 on the back of news that CME Group is going to be launching a Bitcoin futures contract in Q4 of 2017. So in the coming months here, I want to talk about that in today's video, kind of quickly summarize some of the news there, and we're going to hop into all that. Now, if you are watching this on October 31st, first of all, happy Halloween. If you're in the US or wherever the hell else they celebrate Halloween, I really don't know how global it really is. But also, as of, you know, I want to just quickly mention today that on October 31st, if you are watching this, I will be doing a crypto YouTube live happy hour tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you want to join for that, just hit that subscribe button and the notify bell if you want to get notified when that is going down. It'll be at 9 p.m. Eastern time for crypto happy hour on YouTube live tonight. Now, let's hop into the real news. What actually matters is right now, within the past really hour or so, Bitcoin went up from about $6,200 and pushed all the way up to $6,350 or so. I'll open this up a little bit more, but pushed all the way up to about $6,350 or so, was just a few cents shy and got pushed back down to about $6,320 and is now making its way back up, making a little bit of a slow climb back up. And this is very much on the news, this rise here from from $6,200 or so at about 9 a.m. this morning on October 31st Eastern time, all the way up to $6,350, is very much on the back of the news that the CME Group is going to launch a Bitcoin futures contract in Q4 of 2017. So if you aren't familiar with CME Group, it is a publicly traded company in and of its own right. So it is a large, very legitimate organization, $46 billion in enterprise value there, $46 billion market capitalization. And if we pop over to their, just pop over to the website, head over to CME Group. I'll put some applicable links here in the YouTube description and the podcast description if you are listening to this on iTunes or on Android as well, wherever you might be listening to this. But you can see it's literally one of the headlines: Bitcoin futures are coming to CME. And if you scroll down, you can even see now amongst their delayed quotes, they have futures for, you know, agriculture, energy, interest rates, equities, you know, FX, metals, blah, blah, blah. Scroll all the way down and see to the bottom right, you have the CME CF Bitcoin products. They now are going to be having a Bitcoin reference rate that is updated once per day on the US dollar price of Bitcoin, as well as a real-time index. So you can see here that the variance in that one-day reference rate to where that actually is real-time, $6,333. And I'll pop over to the actual news release where CME Group mentions this, the launching of this Bitcoin futures platform. And like I said, this is going to be fourth quarter of 2017. And the one key note here is pending all relevant regulatory review periods. This isn't an ETF by any stretch, but there have been some regulatory headwinds. So that is definitely something to note. Hopefully CME Group can, you know, push through those regulatory headwinds and get the necessary approvals to bring this to fruition. But if this does go down, the CME Group, this will be a they will have a number of different they will basically have futures based upon their Bitcoin reference rate, their what they're going to call their BRR. And this the CEO of CME Group, so not just some random person internally, the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the CME Group. We can see here, given the increasing client interest in the evolving cryptocurrency markets, we've decided to introduce a Bitcoin futures contract. So this will likely, if approved, bring quite a bit of liquidity into the marketplace, quite a bit of additional institutional investing interest, which I think would overall be good for Bitcoin. And it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. And you can quite frankly, Now, if you go over to Twitter, there's a lot of people talking about it right now, saying how this is, especially people that have been in the finance industry, saying how this is really, really good news in the space. So you can simply, you could pretty simply see how this is impacting the price right away here in that one big green candle there. So in addition to SegWit 2x right now, I think that's obviously market news in and of its own right. The CME Group, if the news that the CME Group is pushing a Bitcoin pushing Bitcoin futures, that's big. And I mean, if there's one company that can, if there's a company that can really pull it off, CME Group is definitely one of those companies. So it'll be interesting to see how this pans off if they are able to get past those regulatory issues that some of the other companies have had in terms of ETFs and some of the other ways that people have tried to add institutional liquidity into the marketplace. Because there has, from everything I've seen, whether it's been Mike Novogratz talking at Ethereal, I believe it was, or been a couple other people that are really traditional Wall Street financiers that have talked about the consistent and overwhelming interest from traditional finance. I mean, you certainly have your guys like Jamie Dimon and Warren Buffett who either don't get Bitcoin, don't agree with Bitcoin, don't agree with cryptocurrencies, think it's fake, whatever you want to say. There's also a very large collection of interest in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies from other professionals within the Wall Street, within the finance industry. Yet, for the most part, they aren't able to acquire these cryptocurrencies because there aren't the proper custodial services in place. But if there are things like futures contracts in place, that will give them the opportunity to make those bets on Bitcoin's future and really pour money into the marketplace. So this will be something I'm definitely going to keep an eye on, and I think you're going to want to keep an eye on as well. Who knows if this is, we'll have to see right now if this was just a short-term spike or if this is going to continue to drive the market up. There is a lot of news right now. I mean, if you simply Google, let's pop over here. And if you simply Google, CME Group right now on Google News, this is, Financial Times, CoinDesk, Bloomberg, Cointelegraph, Reuters. It is all over CNBC. This is, news that is all over the, basically all over anything in media right now, at least that covers finance. So that's good to see, that Financial Times, that Bloomberg, that Reuters are covering this. And that is going to be, as you can see, there are a lot of people out there saying that this is big and this is excellent news. So we'll have to see how this continues to pan out. It goes to my point that right now I'm long Bitcoin. I'm very much long Bitcoin at the very least until the SegWit 2x fork, and probably going to stay long there afterwards. But I continue to wait. I continue to be more heavily weighted in Bitcoin than I am anything else. Over 50% of my crypto portfolio is now in Bitcoin, and I'm happy about that. I feel pretty satisfied about that. So we'll have to see how this continues to pan out. Right now, looks like there has been a little bit of resistance around the $6,350 number. By the time you're watching this, maybe we blow past that, maybe we don't, but should be good news regardless. I'm excited to see the rest of this day pan out. I did want to pop in and just record this quick video really as soon as the news hit, so you knew why the price was going up and you can get a good feel for how things were moving forward. If you have any questions, definitely feel free to let me know in the YouTube comments below or by reaching out on Twitter. And again, I am doing a crypto happy hour YouTube live tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern time, Halloween night. Hit that subscribe button, hit the little notify bell so that when I do go live, you do get notified and you're able to join the party. Should have some whiskey, should have some beer. I don't know what I plan on drinking yet, but it'll be a nice boost, and hopefully we'll keep that going for about an hour or two tonight, and we'll see if the price continues to rise up, which would be fantastic to see. So hope you have been enjoying this little bit of a Bitcoin run today. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.